2013 PGA Show, hanging out with Mark Siegel, right? Am I right?
Right, that's right. Siegel?
Golf Asia. It's a travel company, basically.
Yeah, we organize golf tours to Asia for anybody wanting to play in some of the most exotic places in the world.
Now, do you do all of Asia? Do you do a specific part of Asia?
We do all of Southeast Asia. It covers Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Burma, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia.
Wow, which, sitting across from you and walking around the PGA Show, most people wouldn't think of those as, let's say, golf meccas or even golf destinations. They think of those as more of a relax on the beach type thing.
Yeah, in fact, and we do a lot of holidays that involve golfing with other leisure activities, but in the real world, there's about 500 golf courses there. All of them are as good as anything you'd find in the United States or any of the other destinations, especially about the golf courses, the service level. Instead of just paying your green fees and go and play golf, you get a caddy assigned to you for the day. You have people helping you with marking a ball, reading the greens, selecting clubs. There's a rest stop every three holes to get a drink, to relax, get a bite to eat, even get a massage while you're playing golf. Try finding that anywhere else.
You can get a massage while you're playing?
Yeah, more than one.
Really?
Yeah, and the cost is for a massage is $10. So you pretty much is affordable to anybody. Golfing, massage, food, beer is a dollar on the best golf courses. That's a deal if I've ever heard one.
So instantly, I mean, I go, okay, sign me up. Where do I go?
There you go.
But I mean, all right, let's talk about accommodations and some things like that. I mean, I've got a lot of women that listen to the program. They want to know about not necessarily the golf.
Yeah.
They want to know about what they're going to get. The, like you're saying, a massage on the course. They might go along and be the, you know, the cart girl if they can get a massage at the same time. But
well, good thing for non-golfers or ladies is there's a lot to do besides golf. So day spa is very common, like a 3-4 hour day spa, massage, everything included, might be like $40-$50 for the day. Sightseeing around the area, there's the countries are thousands of years old, not rather than a couple hundred in the United States. So you can see temples 2,000 or 3,000 years old, different societies, different civilizations. Some ladies like to look at those type of things. Also, there's cooking is very popular. Thai become the kitchen of the world. So to see how all the ingredients are bought and sold and actually make a dish for the golfers. Something funny, when the non-golfers make some food, if they were kind of angry at the husbands when they play golf, they just put in a little extra chili and make them eat the food when they get back.
So, and then they're not playing the next day, are they?
They're somewhere else, but they have a good time. And then the last thing, which is the shopping. I mean, the prices of things are maybe 20-30% of what they are in the United States, and there's no taxes. So you can shop until you drop, basically. I shouldn't say this, but for the ladies, shopping is everybody knows about. But for the men, there's even a shopping center, 60 golf stores under one roof. The ladies have to pull the men out of the stores when the credit cards hit the max. The men spend so much money.
Did you say six or 60?
60. 60 golf shops under one roof. Because the shopping malls in Asia, instead of being like a multi-purpose mall where there's like one jewelry store, one tailor shop, one kids store, one department store, and one golf shop. Each shopping mall is dedicated to one thing. So there's one shopping mall just for antiques, one shopping mall just for golf, and all the golf stores are in one mall. So you can compare golf clubs from five different brands. You can shop with different clothes, apparel, and just stay all day long until they kick you out.
So is it a big bidding war then going on as far as for price?
Of course. There's competition. You've never seen capitalism so good because the stores are walking distance to one another. You don't drive your car anywhere. You just one to the next. A lot of them sell the same merchandise, so you can actually, okay, I'll check out the price here, compare the price there, and pick the one you like the best.
So like you're saying, it's going to be the opportunity for the women that go along with their husband.
Exactly.
To say, hey, let's go shopping, honey, and the guy's going to be like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, and that shopping center happens to have two spas, so the ladies say they park themselves in the spa, and the guys shop, and then even when they're finished, the ladies got to go find the husband. Well, get a call from the credit card company. Sorry, your balance is at the limit because the guy spent all the money.
Wow. But okay, so let's talk a little bit more about it because it's becoming a little bit more of a destination.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's compare it as far as, like, say, to some of your destinations in Europe.
Yeah.
What's the cost difference going to be? Are you going to find it similar? Is it going to be a little bit cheaper to go to Asia or a little bit more?
For two people to travel to Asia for about a week, staying in a 5-star hotel, breakfast every day, maybe 3-4 rounds of golf, one or two tours, be about $1,500 a person. So maybe half or 40% of the price of Europe.
And does that include airfare?
No, plus airfare.
Plus airfare.
Airfare, depending on where you want to go from the United States. West Coast would be about $1,000, East Coast about $1,300.
And you're talking, what is it, 13-hour flight, 14-hour flight maybe?
Yeah, it's about, from the West Coast, you can be about 12 hours, and from the East Coast, about 15, 16.
Because you got to get from the East Coast to the West Coast to get to Asia.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about now about the golf. We've covered a little bit of the shopping. Let's talk about the golf. You're saying it rivals any golf in the world.
Well, I wouldn't say it rivals Pebble Beach or, you know,
but it could be close because you could get some of the views.
But what's better about it is that every golf course has compulsory caddy for every single golfer. And the caddy fees are $10. So every golfer at every golf course is going to play with a caddy, which is pretty rare and unique. So, and the caddies are very well trained. They tend to be young, active. They're very polite, helpful, read the greens, tend the pins, clean the ball, help select your club. It's a real treat to play golf in Asia because you're treated as someone special, just a number.
Do you walk or do you take a cart?
Either. Most of the courses are walking, optional carts. I tell people, half the round I recommend take a cart because it's hot. Some of the courses can be hilly. Half, even people not used to it, try walking. You get to talk to your partners as well as the caddies. Every three holes, there's a rest stop with food and drinks and massage. Every three holes. So, and you can stop for as long as you like. You can play right through, whatever you feel like. There's no special rules like, oh, you got to finish this hour or that hour. So it's a different game.
Now, you touched on the heat just a little bit. You said that it is hot. Now, we live in Florida, and it's really humid here in the summer. Comparable to Asia, or is Asia, like, even a step up from Florida?
No, summer months are almost identical to Florida. So May to October is pretty much hot, humid, like Florida, with rain about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon for about an hour.
Okay.
You can golf every day. Mornings are fine. Afternoons are risky. November to March is beautiful. It's actually also like northern Florida. It's a cool, dry, not a cloud in the sky, 70, lower 80-degree temperature.
Right.
So November to March is ideal. Best golf weather. The other months are definitely playable, but very much like southern Florida in the summer.
Now, does it matter your handicap? Do they cater to any level golfer? Or I've heard some things of some Asian countries to where they make you have a specific handicap to play.
Yeah. Southeast Asia, no handicaps needed on any course. You can play as a beginner. You can play as an experienced golfer. There's sets of tees on every course, 7,000 yards up, all the way down to about 5,000. So you can pick what you want. Just pay the green fees, and get your caddy, off you go.
Now, are your tours to Asia that you're doing now and marketing now, are they mainly golf tours, or are they a combination of both?
We mainly do golf tours. However, most people that come from the United States combine golf, culture, sightseeing, shopping, and spa all in one trip. So let's say a 10 or 14-day trip, you may only golf 6-7 days. The other days either be on the beach or shopping, sightseeing, or doing something, other leisure activity.
So they can get a little bit of everything then when they sign
up? Yeah. Not only can they, most do.
Yeah.
Most get a little of everything. And it's a whole culture to see a different part of the world and use golf as a vehicle to do it.
Right. And you said the people are polite. They don't mind the Americans.
The good thing is, if you travel to a lot of countries, the local people tolerate tourism because tourism brings in a lot of money. However, given the choice, they really wouldn't want tourists around because they crowd things up, they make things dirty, and they change people's attitude. In Asia, it's a different story. The people are actually proud of their country. They're happy the tourists are there, and they're happy to show you and give you information and have you entertain you to make sure you have a good time, because it's their country that they feel proud of. They're not there. There's no tipping, so you're not there as handouts. They're there because they're happy you're there. And they're as interested as the United States as you are of their country. That makes a great conversation.
Now, do you have a favorite destination?
My favorite destination is probably Phuket in Thailand, which is the famous island in the south. Popular movies like James Bond, Man with the Golden Gun, The Beach, a couple other movies was filmed there. Great southern island, crystal clear blue water, ski, a lot of water sports, 7 great golf courses, hilly courses as well as links courses. Next after that, probably Da Nang, Vietnam. It's the old China Beach where the Americans basically had their main supply depot. Now there's 3 courses, a Nicholas, a Faldo, and a Norman course, all within about 10 minutes of each other. So now, great places.
Given the travel climate to some different areas in the world today, let's talk a little bit about safety. When you go do the Golf Asia, safety a concern?
There really is not any crime from individual to individual. So there's no such things as muggings or pickpocketing like that. There is organized crime, but you got to go look for it if you want to find it. It's not going to find you. So basically, in all the tourist destinations, all the golf courses, you can even give your wallet to your caddy, and there won't be anything missing when you finish, and the caddy will pay everything you spent on the golf course, and you don't have to worry about anything at all.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know, have you seen the movie Hangover?
Yeah, sure.
Hangover 2?
Yeah, sure.
In bank.
Yeah, sure.
So you can get in that kind of trouble if you want?
You can get in as much trouble as you want, and you can have as good a time as you want. The movie only scratched the surface, so if you want a destination, it's a sure thing, you'll get it in Asia.
But
sure.
Basically, don't go over there if you're not quite married yet and you take your fiancé with you, because you may end up having...
Make sure you get a one-way ticket, because you ain't coming back. Or you'll come back with someone else on your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
But the good news is you won't be drinking alone with your friends at night, I guarantee you that. You'll have company.
Right.
If you can't, something's wrong with you.
It sounds like an absolutely fabulous, not just getaway, but an absolutely fabulous golf experience.
It's a great place to golf. It's long. It's far to get to. It's a big change in time zone, a big change in culture. People aren't used to traveling. Find that is a big obstacle. Once they get there, I have people that have traveled the world over and over. As soon as they got to Asia, they don't go anywhere else. Every year they come back over and over again.
Do you recommend that you bring your own clubs?
Definitely bring your own clubs. All the courses have excellent rental clubs, so if you didn't want to or if it was a pickup game, you can get good clubs, but you'll have a better time. We'll take care of the clubs. Once you're there, you won't touch them until you leave again, except on the course.
That's amazing. So you handle everything from once they get there, all the transfers, everything.
Meet at the airport, have a private guide and driver, a chauffeur limousine or a small bus, depending on how big the group is. Hotel, golf, sightseeing, spas, food, transfer, cooking, anything you want, it's all included.
Website people can find you?
Website www.golfasian.com.
That's easy. Golfasian.com. We'll put a link on that on the website for you.
Perfect. Thanks.
And I'm telling you, it sounds absolutely fantastic, I need to be there.
Yeah.
Can I go next week?
Would you like me to book you on?
Can I go next week?
United has a flight leaving in a couple hours.
You have no idea. Thailand is my ultimate, ask any of my friends, anybody I play golf, it is my ultimate dream vacation, is Thailand.
Well,
I'd like to
invite you there and personally host you on your next trip.
Oh, I would love to go. Mark Siegel, Golf Asia, check it out, folks, www.golfasian.com, and book yourself a trip to Southeast Asia and do some golf over there. It sounds absolutely fantastic. We appreciate your time.
Thanks,
continue to get success to you. Appreciate
show.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.